Filling your prescription for freedom and giving you a voice every week. This is Armed American Radio, coming to you from the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Now, here's Mark Walters.
Coming to you from the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Finally, been sitting here chomping to get this one going today. Happy Easter. I hope you and your family had a great one. Freedom never takes a break. Never. Next week, Armed American Radio will celebrate its 5th anniversary. Next weekend will be the exact date we started this program 5 years ago. 260 shows later, never missed a program. No reruns, no repeats. Just freedom. Welcome to the program. It's great to have you here. Happy Easter again. A huge lineup today. The Bureau of Land Management, Clive and Bundy, The Ranch, Nevada, Harry Reid, Patriots Are Terrorists. Man, oh man, I can't say what I want to say about Harry Reid because I'm not on satellite radio. But that's okay. We'll talk about him because he isn't here. Sheriff Richard Mack, who was out there at the ranch, will be here in about 2 seconds. He's already on the line. We'll get to him momentarily. In the next hour, the godfather of self-defense himself, Masoud Ayoub, will be here. And Rob Pincus, our friend Rob Pincus, ran the gauntlet in the PDN Tourmobile up through New England. And you will not believe what an experience it was to try to move legal firearms to training class in New Hampshire when you had to run that gauntlet up through New Jersey, New York, Connecticut, Massachusetts, and every other gun-hating place out there. Sean, welcome to the program. How you doing down in Dallas, my brother?
I'm doing all right. How about you?
I'm doing great. Happy Easter, my friend.
Thank you.
Former Arizona Sheriff Richard Mack is a friend of this program. I'm proud to say I stood next to him selling books at the, and you remember, Sean, you were there at the Second Amendment March in Washington, D.C. a couple years ago?
Yes.
Actually been about 4 years ago already. It's
right around this time, actually.
Successfully sued the Clinton administration and won a Supreme Court decision. We'll talk with him about that. Altered the Brady campaign. They didn't like Sheriff Mack. And I'm sitting here trying to decide whether I should read his bio by his organization or if I should read the Southern Poverty Law Center's bio of him. I'll let him make the call. Sheriff Richard Mack, welcome to the show. How are you?
Good. Happy Easter, everybody. And,
well, thank you. You too.
Thank you for having me on, Mark. It's always good to be back with you.
And, you know, I had the privilege of actually having you in the studio with us in Washington, D.C. a few years ago, you remember, right the night before the march, and it was great. It was a lot of fun.
I'll take the SPLC.
Okay, well, let me start off here. Former Arizona Sheriff Richard Mack seeks army of sheriffs to resist federal authority. This is what the SPLC says about you on their page.
Hey, want me to tell you where that came from?
Yeah, go ahead.
I quoted Colonel Chamberlain from the movie Gettysburg, and that's a quote from the Union Army, and he said, "We are an army out to set other men free." Mm. I quoted him from that, and now they say, because I said that to a group of sheriffs, that I'm trying to raise an army of sheriffs to do what? To set other men free.
And protect the Constitution of the United States. We have so much to talk with you.
SPLC doesn't want people to be free?
No.
No. See, Sean, you know a little bit about that.
Yeah. No. Sean's exactly right. Oh, hell no, they don't.
No. Not even close. No.
Take a listen to this. He's a hard right libertarian who believes the federal government has no authority to require drivers to wear seatbelts and who once demanded the government give him back the $4,800 he paid in income taxes. He's a self-styled, in quotation marks, constitutional conservative, with little or no formal legal training, who believes that states can ignore federal laws they don't like, despite clear language in the U.S. Constitution that says otherwise. They don't put that language in there, coincidentally. Meet Richard Mack, or Sheriff Mack, as he is commonly known.
What do you mean, no legal training? Man, yeah. I've been studying the Constitution for about 25 years.
Well, that doesn't matter.
I graduated from the FBI National Academy. I've almost got my master's, and I spent 20 years as a law enforcement officer studying the law there, And I successfully sued the Clinton administration. I would think I'd have to know a little bit about the law to be able to do that.
But you are missing one point, Sheriff, and you know this. Your opinions differ from theirs.
Mm-hmm. Well,
therefore,
yeah. Well,
they can say that about
there's
you.
Another thing besides opinion. I also have a semblance of honesty in me, and they don't have any.
Isn't that the truth? It says here, an inductee in the National Rifle Association's Hall of Fame, whose stardom dimmed by the turn of the century, Mack is once again riding high in the saddle as a patron saint of the resurgent anti-government patriot movement and a meticulously coiffed darling of the Tea Party set. Sean, you want to comment on that?
Well, like I said, they want to see what they want to see. That's what it is.
I'm a Tea Party darling. All right, pretty good.
well, you know what? Constitutional conservative is a good thing in my book.
But Sheriff, they have a problem with you hawking, they say, your self-published books about guns and God and encouraging sheriffs to join your new organization, the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association.
Well,
let's start with that.
I would much rather people join that than join the SPLC, that's for sure.
Yes.
But, we're trying to get sheriffs and peace officers and patrol officers and chiefs of police and anybody that's wearing a badge to keep their oath of office, just like Oath Keepers. We're a sister organization with Oath Keepers. I'm on the board of directors with Oath Keepers. I was there when Oath Keepers was founded. And, exactly 4 years ago yesterday, or was it five? 5 years ago yesterday at the Lexington Green in Massachusetts. And it was a fantastic ceremony, and I really admire Stuart Rhodes. And he is a legal scholar. He's a graduate from Yale Law School. So if I have a legal problem, SPLC, I ask Stuart Rhodes.
Well, you're absolutely correct. And I should let me give Stuart a shout-out right now. I spoke with him earlier today. He was unable to join the two of us today, but will be here for a full hour next week on Armed American Radio, which will be a great follow-up to this conversation with you. So, Stuart, thank you if you're listening. We appreciate that very much. Sheriff, let's start with this. Let's go back to the beginning. I have a lot of things I want to talk with you about. You were sheriff where, and how did you get your start and get to where we are today?
Well, I started as a police officer in Utah, in Provo, Utah, for Provo Police Department. And I was at that time, I just graduated from BYU, and I had a degree in Latin American studies and sociology and took a lot of law enforcement classes. And my dad was a retired FBI agent, and I thought of his five sons, I'd be the one to follow in his footsteps. So after I graduated, I hired full-time with Provo Police Department. I thought that'd make me more attractive to the FBI. And it never worked out hiring on with the FBI. It was always one test here and there that would always keep me from getting in the top 5 or so percent you had to nationwide. And so I just never made that. And I guess my path was supposed to go another way. So if I'd gotten the FBI, I would have never been able to sue the Clinton administration. So anyway, there's always a path that opens up when one door closes. So I stayed there 11 years, did everything in law enforcement you could possibly think of, investigated murders and bicycle theft and everything in between. And then in 1988, I moved home to Arizona, where I'm from, and ran for Graham County Sheriff, and that's in southeast Arizona. It's a small community, only about 35,000-40,000 in the whole county, but it's where I grew up, and I always had a dream to do that, and it was fantastic. I hadn't even been there for 12 years. Miraculously, I walk into town and say, "Hey, I'm back. I'm an experienced lawman, and I want to be sheriff, and I'd be honored if you make me your sheriff," and they did. And then in 1992, I was reelected. Then in 1994, I got a meeting with the Sheriff's Association in Phoenix, and three agents of the BATF. Yay, the BATF shows up. And actually, this is amazing. They hand each of us, now there's only 15 sheriffs in Arizona. There's only 15 counties in Arizona. And they hand us, it took three agents of the BATF to hand us all, and there's only 12 of us there. A document. It takes three BATF agents to hand us a document, and they told us this document details our marching orders as to what we had to do to comply with the Brady Bill.
Mm.
I know, exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and so all the sheriffs are looking at each other, what the hell is this? You know, we don't work for you guys. And so I even said that once. I was being kind of shy because I was the youngest sheriff in the state. It wasn't like I was cussing at these guys and telling them to get the hell out, because I wasn't. But we were all flabbergasted. And so I said, how does this work? Because we don't really work for you guys, and we don't report to you guys. They said, no, but Congress passed a law and said you have to do this. And I said, I don't care if Congress passes 5,000 laws. I don't work for you. I don't work for them. They can't fire me, and they can't hire me.
And as a result, a lawsuit ensued against the Clinton administration. When we come back from this break, that's a great place to stop. I want to pick up with what action you took and what the final results were, because it changed everything about the direction you went. And I'm proud to have you here on the Armed American Radio Network. I'm Mark Walters, filling your prescription for freedom, back with Sheriff Richard Mack right after this. Don't go away. This one's good.
Hi, everyone. I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America, and we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom. The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member, and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-3888 or sign up online at www.membership.nrahq.org.
Have you been thinking about buying an AR rifle? Maybe for hunting, sport, or even home protection? You know, there are a lot of them out there on the market. It seems like everybody and their brother has an AR out these days. So why should you choose an Arms Room AR rifle? Well, there are at least two major reasons. One, the Arms Room AR rifles are made by veterans and first responders, men and women who know what it's like to depend on a rifle when protecting life and liberty, and the AR rifle in their hands has to function right the first time, every time. Two, the Arms Room AR rifle is made right here in Central Florida with the highest quality materials and standards. Chances are your Arms Room AR may not ever be used to defend life and property. But if it comes to that, wouldn't it be comforting to know that it can? Shop the Arms Room today and check out their vast selection of handguns, shotguns, hunting rifles, Liberty gun safes, and the Arms Room AR rifle. Online at armsroom.com. Coming soon, check armsroom.com for the New York compliant AR rifles.
Small, fast, and reliable. Introducing the new CCP, the ultimate 9mm concealed carry pistol from Walther. The CCP's innovative soft coil gas technology softens recoil and allows easy slide manipulation for greater control and accuracy. The small size, ergonomic grips, and light weight make the Walther CCP both easy to shoot and comfortable to carry. The Walther CCP. Learn more at waltherarms.com. The Magnum Research Baby Desert Eagle family of handguns. Excellent handgun protection with plenty of firepower. With a crisp double-action, single-action trigger pull. And available in 9mm, 40 Smith & Wesson, and 45 ACP. The Baby Desert Eagle handgun line comes in several barrel lengths. And your pick of steel or polymer frame. All models come with slide-mounted decocking safety, upgraded fixed combat sights, and several models feature tactical rails. Visit MagnumResearch.com or your local dealer today. The Super Tuck by Crossbreed Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holster available on the market today. Is it any wonder why it's the most copied design on the planet? Used by law enforcement and civilians around the world, the Super Tuck by Crossbreed is adjustable for ride depth and cant, often imitated but never duplicated. The Super Tuck holster is available for a wide variety of popular carry guns. For more information and to order your Super Tuck, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Carrying spare magazines is always a great idea. The Crossbreed holster outside the waistband mag carrier is the most comfortable OWB rig on the market today. The Crossbreed mag carrier provides great retention and a high ride, enabling total concealment and immediate access under only a light cover garment. Available for single or dual magazines, these incredibly comfortable magazine carriers may just save your life one day. Crossbreed holsters, often imitated but never duplicated. To order your Crossbreed mag carrier, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
This segment of AAR is being brought to you by your friends at Texas Barbecue Rub, proudly supporting your right to keep and bear arms and making the greatest barbecue rubs on the planet. For AAR listener special barbecue packages, rubs, and recipes, visit grillingwhilearmed.com. Now, back to Mark Walters.
Oh, you gotta love that, grillingwhilearmed.com.
This segment of AAR is...
I want to remind you that is a little bit early. Grilling While Armed is not up yet, so hang with me, and I'll make a big announcement when it is. But barbecue and guns go together. You know we're big fans of barbecuing and grilling while armed here on this program. Got a cookbook we're working on with the Ogre. Welcome back to the program. Sheriff Richard Mack joins us. Sheriff, the conversation prior to the break ended with the Clinton administration you getting ready to sue the Clinton administration because of what happened with the ATF, asking you basically to do federal work, correct?
Ordering us.
Ordering, not asking them. Yeah, thanks ordering. For the correction.
And so they kept reading through some of this stuff, and when they came to the part that we had to do all of this and pay for it all ourselves, and if we failed to comply, we were subject to federal arrest.
Mm.
Federal arrest if we didn't go along with this. And we had no contract, we had no input, there was no negotiation, and boy, every sheriff was so livid when these guys left the room. And but all the talk and the cussing waned, and they asked every sheriff what they wanted to do, and just about every one of them says, well, there's nothing we can do about it. You know, you can't fight City Hall. And I said, look, you guys convinced me of one thing, that we can't do this. And I said, I'm not doing it. And they all looked at me like I was crazy or just landed from Mars or something. So I had a three-hour drive home, and I thought about this, and I was brooding all the way home. And I mean I was brooding big time. And by the time I drove up in my to my house, it hit me like a ton of bricks that I was going to sue my own government. And it scared me to death. I mean, I didn't want to be Vince Fostered. You know, and so I was scared, and then I thought, well, this will be easy, though. My wife will talk me out of it. And so I went in the house, and I told her what I was going to do, and she didn't talk me out of it. She fully supported it. And I don't know what kind of mood she was in, why she would do such a crazy thing and support me in such a crazy endeavor. And then after she supported it, then either one of you go ahead and tell me what I do the next day to file a lawsuit against the federal government. What do I do? I had no idea what to do, so I called a lawyer down on Main Street. He says, you can't sue the federal government unless you find a lawyer that's federally certified. And I didn't know what he was talking about, so I said, do you know any in Arizona? He goes, no. And I said, oh, great. So right when I get off that phone call, my undersheriff walks in, and I wasn't even a member of the NRA. And my undersheriff, though, was a lifetime member. He was really into guns, and I've never been hunting in my life. I was never into guns, but I was into freedom, and freedom and guns are, you know, they're brothers. You know, you can't have one without the other. And so I asked him, and I said, does the NRA have a toll-free number where you can call and get advice? And he said, well, here's a whole toll-free number. I don't know what you're going to get. So I called it. Finally, after getting passed around a whole bunch, I landed in the office of Richard Gardner. Do any of you know Richard Gardner?
Not personally, no.
He used to be a lawyer for the NRA, and now I think he's a circuit judge somewhere or something. Anyway, he was a real good guy, and I told him who I was and what I wanted to do. And he said, next line, get this. He goes, Sheriff, we've already been preparing the paperwork on this case, but we've been praying for someone to call.
Wow.
And he says, you're it. And I said, oh, that's fantastic. You know, and so they paid for the majority of the case. I hired my own lawyer. I said, hey, I hope this doesn't get you guys upset, but I said, I want my own lawyer on this. I want to kind of just not make this where it's the NRA case and I'm just tagging along. He said, no problem. We'll work with your lawyer. And I said, great. I didn't want to offend him because they just offered to pay for the whole case and do the whole thing, you know. And I said, well, thank you. And I said, you know, I'm not a member. And I said, but I'll remedy that. I will. And he goes, Sheriff, we didn't ask you and we don't care. We don't care what party you are. We just want to get this thing done. And I said, so do I. So let's do it. And so then I asked if they knew a good constitutional lawyer, Second Amendment lawyer out in Arizona. And they said, Dave Hardy, he used to work for us. And I called him. He lived in Tucson. And I hired him as my own lawyer. And on February 28, 1994, 20 years ago, this past February 28, my lawyers and the NRA lawyers filed in federal district court in Tucson, Arizona, Mack versus U.S., to stop the gun control associated with the Brady Bill. We filed on the 10th Amendment, the state's rights, and as Richard Gardner said that day, he said, Sheriff, they have no authority to tell you to do anything, and we have an airtight 10th Amendment case. And I said, great, let's do it.
And what was the end result? Scalia wrote an opinion in your favor that you quote to this day.
Yes, all the time. In fact, everyone should get a copy of this case. It is the most powerful state sovereignty case in the history of America. I kid you not. It states in this case, quote, the state legislatures are not subject to federal direction. If we're not subject to federal direction, that means the counties, cities, school boards, state legislature, sheriffs, anybody in this state is not subject to federal direction. The president can't tell us what to do because he's federal. United States Congress can't tell us what to do. They're federal. And then I was saying that, and a constitutional lawyer said, well, the United States Supreme Court is federal also. I said, wow, good point. He said the final arbitrator on constitutionality is the sovereign state in which you live, not the Supreme Court. And I said, wow. He says, if the Supreme Court says that gun control is lawful, then are you going to go along with it? And I said, no. I said, because I know it's against the law. And let's be real clear here. Sometimes those of us in the NRA and gun rights movement, sometimes we forget to say that what's really the truth about the Second Amendment. The Second Amendment makes gun control illegal, unlawful, against the law in America. All gun control is against the law in America. And I think even Samuel Adams said there was one exception. Those who have proven to not be peaceable citizens, you can take their guns away from them. And that was a quote from Samuel Adams. Those who have proven to be peaceable is what he said. So I don't have a problem keeping guns away from violent felons, people who have misused guns in the commission of crimes. But what happens in this country is we don't keep them in prison. We let them go, and they can go do it again.
Yep, yep.
That's the problem.
And we let them out. Recidivism, we've discussed it on this program many, many times with guests ranging all the way up to Ted Nugent, who has a real problem with it.
Recidivism is the problem with crime in America, not guns.
Yep.
Yeah, that's exactly correct. When we come back, Sean, are we getting ready to take a break here soon?
Yeah, right in 30 seconds.
All right. Sheriff Mack, this is fascinating, and your timing, again, is impeccable, because what I want to do is translate what you just said and shift that over to what we saw in Nevada, what we are still seeing in Nevada, and what that means.
Perfect, because I'll tell you what, that's got my blood boiling too.
It does, and it was a perfect place to stop. Also, when we're finished with that discussion, I want to talk a little bit about Connecticut and then kind of segue that into Colorado.
Okay.
A lot of gun-hating laws in place, but a couple different reactions from law enforcement in both of those states. And using what you did in the case that you won, your opinion here matters. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Armed American Radio Network. I'm Mark Walters talking with Sheriff Richard Mack here on Armed American Radio, filling your prescription for freedom. We'll be back right after this.
My house? Where are you guys? Even in a clear-cut case of self-defense, a single bullet could cost you more than you think. As a responsible American, you shouldn't have to fear unjust prosecution for using your gun in self-defense. That's why the USCCA Self-Defense Shield is here for you. The most comprehensive insurance-backed protection to help you take control and eliminate the threat of legal and financial ruin when you're forced to defend your loved ones. As a USCCA member, your Self-Defense Shield coverage will give you up to $600,000 to help you get the expert defense you deserve. This member benefit is backed by an A-rated insurance company. Your membership also includes a subscription to Concealed Carry Magazine, all for as little as $12 per month. Your membership is 100% risk-free thanks to our bulletproof 365-day money-back guarantee. Visit carry123.com to learn more and get a free 24-page concealed carry guide. Visit carry123.com and take control today. That's carry123.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Walters here to tell you about three powerful DVDs for your personal firearms defense training. The Personal Defense Video Series presents the new standards of essential training you need to help protect yourself and your family. You'll discover the most effective strategies from Rob Pincus and the Personal Defense Network instructors. In these DVDs, they'll demonstrate advanced pistol handling techniques, including 360-degree presentation from a holster and a great technique for reloading during a critical incident. You'll also discover home defense tips, like tactical movement throughout your house, and in defensive firearms use in public, discover some realistic scenarios that reveal how you should react to such things as distractions and shooting in defense of others. To order this powerful 3-DVD set for 50% off the everyday price, visit armedamericandvdoffer.com right now. You'll receive your 3 DVDs for only $29.95 plus shipping and handling. Go to armedamericandvdoffer.com, armedamericandvdoffer.com. Do it now.
Hi, everyone. I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America, and we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom. The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member, and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-3888 or sign up online at www.membership.nrahq.org.
Hi, I'm Mark Walters here to tell you about three powerful DVDs for your personal firearms defense training. The Personal Defense Video Series presents the new standards of essential training you need to help protect yourself and your family. You'll discover the most effective strategies from Rob Pincus and the Personal Defense Network instructors. In these DVDs, they'll demonstrate advanced pistol handling techniques, including 360-degree presentation from a holster and a great technique for reloading during a critical incident. You'll also discover home defense tips, like tactical movement throughout your house, and in defensive firearms use in public, discover some realistic scenarios that reveal how you should react to such things as distractions and shooting in defense of others. To order this powerful 3-DVD set for 50% off the everyday price, visit armedamericandvdoffer.com right now. You'll receive your 3 DVDs for only $29.95 plus shipping and handling. Go to armedamericandvdoffer.com, armedamericandvdoffer.com.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being sponsored by Crossbreed Holsters, often imitated, never duplicated. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today. Now, back to Mark Walters.
In the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Love that rejoiner. Welcome back to the program. It's a pleasure to have you here. Provocative conversation is about to get better. But before we do, you can visit Sheriff Mack. You can read about him on his website at sheriffmack.com. Liberals, if you want to go there, it's two F's in sheriff. It's not two R's. sheriffmack.com. Spell it correctly. sheriffmack.com. armedamericanradio.com and learn a little bit about who we're talking to here and read about what you're hearing on Armed American Radio from the sheriff. Sheriff Mack, welcome back to the show, my friend. A pleasure always.
Well, thanks a lot. Thank you. This is an amazing piece of American history when you really come down to the gun control movement.
Mm-hmm. It's fascinating, and we're living in crazy times. You know, I've often said that this is an upside-down planet we're living in. You know, things just don't appear. And I go back to the mainstream media a lot, Sheriff, because it's the mainstream media that forms the opinions of the headline surfers and those who feel rather than think. And that's where we have a problem today. It appears that we have a lot more people who feel rather than think. And that's why I want them to hear what you say. And what I want to do now is segue into Nevada. Based on the results of your Supreme Court case on the 10th Amendment and the sovereignty of the states, as you just described and explained to us, tell us from your perspective and Clive and Bundy's perspective, what's going on out there and why we're where we're at today with the BLM.
Well, you're exactly correct. This does segue in beautifully because I'm the only sheriff in history to ever sue the federal government, and I started this. I wasn't the only one. Six other sheriffs joined the lawsuit, but you're talking about 7 out of 3,100. So the percentage on that, I'm not good enough in mathematics to tell you what that percentage is, but it's way low, way, way low. That's not even 0.5%. That's not even 0.2%. That might be like 0.02%, something like that, you know. But anyway, regardless of that, I was the one that started this whole thing. Sheriff Prince joined in, and then 5 others from around the country joined in. And Sheriff Prince and I ended up at the Supreme Court together, and then we won. And it was just an amazing miracle. But the reason this ties in with Clive Bundy is because it says that the federal government is not our boss, says we're not subject to federal direction, says that in my case, it actually gives an equation. And you're right, Scalia wrote this decision, but it gives an equation how we keep the federal government within its enumerated and discrete powers. In other words, how do we keep the federal government impotent as the founding fathers intended and as the Constitution was designed to do? And it says in there clearly, by the implementation and enforcement of the 10th Amendment. Now that brings up another legal question. Who constitutionally, legally, and lawfully is required to enforce the 10th Amendment? States' rights and state sovereignty. Who's supposed to enforce and ensure state sovereignty? Is that up to the federal government? No. It's up to the state governments and every state official therein. So, yes, every sheriff, every county commissioner, every city councilman, every mayor, every dog catcher, for God's sake, every state rep, every state senator, the governor, their job is to keep the federal government the hell out of our states and off the backs of the American people. If we fail to enforce the 10th Amendment, then we lose what Scalia described as a, quote, structural protection of liberty.
All right, let me read the 10th Amendment. Mm. Let me read the 10th Amendment so that you can put this in perspective with what you're hearing. The powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution, nor prohibited by it to the states, are reserved to the states respectively or to the people, which is at the crux.
Now what did it, and what word did it say there at the very beginning? The powers not delegated to the federal government. Who delegated these powers to the federal government in the first place? The states did.
That's right.
We
mm-hmm.
did. When we formed the new union, when we formed the new central government, we delegated to them. Only a boss can delegate. Only the person in charge, only the head honcho, can delegate powers. And if we delegate powers to them and give them some assignments to do therein, and they don't do it right, we can take it back. But that's the problem with the states, is they're so hooked and addicted to the free money from Washington, D.C., is they acquiesce and let the federal government do whatever they want inside their states, including taking their land.
Ah, now, good. Let's stop right there.
Now we're at the Bundys.
Now we're at the Bundys, because now we're looking at, ladies and gentlemen, it is estimated now that the federal government claims ownership in Nevada of 85 5% of the state. Is my number correct, Sheriff?
Yes, you are, and that's the worst one in the entire union. Arizona's like 50-60%, Utah's about 45-50%, Colorado 45-50%, New Mexico about the same, Oregon about the same, California. Why is it that Texas is only about 4%? Why is it that New Hampshire is only 2%? What happened to the come into the union on equal footing? And so all territorial lands, once a state becomes a state, the federal government's assigned to get rid of those lands.
Mm.
It's actually required. And yet here they are acting like they own all of Arizona. In my county, where I was sheriff, it was about 95%.
Oh, but Sheriff, that doesn't matter because according to the SPLC, your county was sparsely populated. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, and where do you get your tax base? From your land.
Exactly.
And so, of course, the federal government, oh, they own everything, and oh, we're fine. You know, it is so absurd how BLM has taken over everything. But let me put the BLM raid and siege in perspective for you.
Please do.
Okay, this was because Clive Bundy, they say, owes a bill, a large one, I admit. And Justice Scalia, Judge Napolitano was on Fox News, and he described what the law is regarding when you owe somebody a debt. You don't get to take a bunch of guns and hire the military and hire mercenaries and go in and start stealing cattle and taking over somebody's property and home and threaten to kill them. And, yes, they did threaten to kill us. And I heard the footage. I wasn't there at the time where that took place, but I also had a one of our CSPOA members right there, and he said, Sheriff, he called me on the phone when I was about 10 miles away, and he said, they're going to kill us. And then the Fox News reporter, I was riding back with him in the back of the truck after we got the cows out, about 2-3 hours, I'd say about 3 hours after that call I got from our CSPOA member, and he said the same thing. He says, yeah, he says, there was no doubt in my mind I was a dead man. They were going to kill us. And so back to the debt thing. So the federal government thinks because they're this all-powerful, omnipotent king authority that they can just go in and do this. They have to go by the rules too. And that's all we were demanding, and that's all the Bundys were demanding. And so this would be the same thing as sending a SWAT team in to collect a debt if, like, say, from a student who hasn't paid back their student loan. And do you know, do you actually realize that actually happened to a black man in Stockton, California?
Yep.
Sean, you're familiar with the case?
Yeah, I was just about to say that, yeah.
Yeah,
oh, yeah.
Totally. And
sure
can
did.
You believe they get away with that? And Harry Reid thinks that's fine. And a lot of other people think that's just fine. The reaction is fine. And, you know, Ruby Ridge, no problem. And Waco, no problem. Just go in and start bombing and shooting and burning people out, you know, and shoot a mom when she's holding a little baby and blow her head off in front of her daughters, you know, and sending a SWAT team in for the Department of Education so we can collect a student loan, a delinquent student loan from a lady who didn't even live there anymore. The man lived there, and it was aimed at his wife, and she didn't even live there, and they kick his door in anyway, and they totally go after this guy anyway. And no one apologizes, no one makes amends, no one takes care of this, no one stops it, no one investigates, no one goes to jail. And so here's the Bundy saying, look, we're the last rancher of 53, and we're going to hang on.
All right, Sheriff, hold on for me. Another great place to stop. When we come back, we'll continue the discussion. This is Armed American Radio. I'm Mark Walters. That is Sheriff Richard Mack. We'll be back right after this. Okay, now we're going to talk about how you can get prepared to defend yourself and your family in a worst-case scenario. All of you know I'm a huge fan of Rob Pincus and his work with the Personal Defense Network. Well, the Personal Defense Network has assembled a series of revolutionary handgun training videos designed to make you more efficient with a defensive firearm in the context of a dynamic critical incident. This training course, which is only $39.95, offers more than 3 solid hours of powerful, practical, and proven techniques
techniques that will increase your speed and efficiency. Some of the topics covered include things like the balance between speed and precision, one-handed and weak-handed reloads, and of course, shooting around a corner. So to get a copy of this one-of-a-kind training course and to help support Armed American Radio, visit armedamericandvdoffer.com. Once you order, you'll get the 3-DVD training course for only $39.95 plus shipping and handling. This is a great deal. Check it out. Again, go to armedamericandvdoffer.com and get your copy today.
Ever wish you could find a concealed carry holster that allows wearing the clothing of your choice with absolutely no restrictions on body movements? A concealed carry holster that provides such deep concealment that no one will know you're carrying unless you tell them. The world-famous Smart Carry Holster does just that, while providing complete invisibility, total comfort, and freedom of movement, even when carrying a full-size handgun. Make your gun disappear in total comfort today. Visit smartcarry.com now.
Finally, ladies and gentlemen, a 22 Magnum pistol with a 30-round capacity magazine. You heard me right. The Kel-Tec PMR-30 is a lightweight, full-size pistol chambered in 22 Magnum with a double-stack magazine. With a crisp single-action pull and fiber-optic sights, the Kel-Tec PMR-30 is perfect for small game or target shooting. To see it for yourself, visit KelTecWeapons.com. That's KelTecWeapons.com, K-E-L-T-E-C, weapons.com.
One of the few guns that fits comfortably in your pocket, the North American Arms Guardian 32 ACP is the perfect combination of small size, high quality, and great stopping power. Convenient, reliable, and very effective. North American Arms stands behind the Guardian 32 ACP with a lifetime warranty. With standard capacity of 6+1 rounds and a pistol less than 4 inches in length, the Guardian ACP ships with 2 magazines and offers an optional 10-round capacity extended magazine. For more information, visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
Small, fast, and reliable. Introducing the new CCP, the ultimate 9mm concealed carry pistol from Walther. The CCP's innovative soft coil gas technology softens recoil and allows easy slide manipulation for greater control and accuracy. The small size, ergonomic grips, and light weight make the Walther CCP both easy to shoot and comfortable to carry. The Walther CCP. Learn more at WaltherArms.com.
Armed American Radio has joined forces with Gander Mountain and Gander Mountain Academy Firearms Training Centers. Gander Mountain is America's largest retail network of outdoor supply stores and one of the nation's largest retailers of firearms and shooting supplies, staffed with world-class instructors, virtual shooting ranges, indoor live fire ranges, and 180 and 300-degree simulators. Gander Mountain Academy provides the ultimate firearms training experience. For a list of locations, visit gandermountain.com/academy now.
Galco's patented new V-Hawk tuckable inside-the-waistband holster reaches unheard-of heights in comfort, speed, stability, and versatility. Constructed of premium steer hide, the V-Hawk comes complete with leather belt loops and tuckable injection-molded hooks. The open-top design offers both speed and ease of draw, and the reinforced mouth offers one-handed return to the holster. Buy the V-Hawk from Galco at GalcoGunLeather.com today. That's GalcoGunLeather.com.
Armed American Radio, filling your prescription for freedom every week and giving you a voice. Heard coast to coast on the Armed American Radio Network. Here again is Mark Walters.
Welcome back to the Armed American Radio Network. I'm Mark Walters in the Crossbreed Holster Studios. In the essence of time, we're jumping right back in again. Sheriff Mack, welcome back. I could keep you for another 3 hours. Yeah, I'm just going to run out of time, so I'm going to ask you a couple questions and want to get you to elaborate. Number one, the secular, progressive, America-hating, freedom-hating mainstream media jumped all over you over the last few days about some comments that you made about women on the front lines. Care to clarify that for us?
Yeah, sure. In fact, none of them, and even some of the conservatives, have assailed me greatly on that, said that I was trying to kill women or use them as shields. That term was never used, and some of them even embellished it to say that I said children. Well, the term children never even came up, but this is the issue. Women were involved at every step of the way, and I was so impressed with their courage, and I believe that they had a huge hand in the peaceful outcome of this whole thing. So I did say, I did, and I'll admit this, this was a mistake. It was not strategized, as I said. It's just something the women did. And they were not used as shields, but they were there arm in arm, hand in hand, with the husbands and with the men and with their brothers and their sons. And I believe that it was very key in keeping the peace. So what I who I was talking about, specifically referencing that whole comment, was aimed at the, and it even says this, the federal rogue agents who would have ended up shooting women had they started firing.
Right.
And that's what I said, and that's what I meant. And it would have been seen by the entire world that they were the cowards.
Mm-hmm.
And I certainly had no intention of announcing to the world, as some other these lying journalists, yellow journalists on some of these talk radio shows around the country
mm-hmm.
and other places, that Sheriff Mack is the biggest coward in the world because he wants to put women in front of him to take the bullets aimed at him. That is not what I said. That is not what I meant. And anybody with any ounce of brains knows that's not what I said. And my son and I were there, and we had every intention of being in the middle of it all. If the shooting had started, I wouldn't have been equipped to really handle anything. I had my Sig Sauer 40 caliber on my hip. That wouldn't have gone too well against the AR-15s and AK-47s and the other weaponry that they had there.
No, it definitely wouldn't have. And first of all, I appreciate you clarifying that for us on Armed American Radio. Next question for you. Let's go back to Clive and Bundy.
Okay.
Does Clive and Bundy believe he owes that money and that the BLM was simply moving in while this was working its way through the courts, or does he believe he does not owe this money? Can you give us some clarification there without putting words in his mouth for him?
He said all along that he would pay it to the county or to the state, but not to the federal government,
okay.
that they don't own the land. And he's right. I totally agree with him. I don't think any rancher should be paying grazing fees. Are we totally insane? Grazing fees? Grazing fees. What are there going to be? Breathing fees? Watering fees? These farmers and ranchers pay enough fees and taxes as it is, and this is the reason that they're going out of business. Do you know that the government has shut down all but one rancher there?
Right.
A couple of decades ago, there were 53 ranchers
mm-hmm.
in Clark County. None exist except this one. He's hanging on by the skin of his teeth.
Yeah.
He's standing for all of us. Why is the federal government destroying our food supply?
Well, that begs the question then. Let's move into Harry Reid, because Harry Reid called everybody there in Bunkerville that wasn't wearing a BLM uniform domestic terrorists. And I'm certain he was referring to you and Stuart Rhodes, who will be here next week. Where are Harry Reid's fingers in this? Are they trying to take decades? Because we know they'll wait. What does Harry want out of this?
You know, Harry thinks he owns Nevada, and he and his sons think they own Nevada. And they're trying. They've already made a deal with the Chinese to bring in some solar power equipment to invade the land with all of that. And so they want to clear the land for that. And it's really astonishing the corruption that they're so willingly able to expose about themselves. And you know, Harry Reid never once talked about how he hoped this had a peaceful ending. And then when it's over and it's not a peaceful ending, he's all pissed off.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's really something. He really exposed himself. Okay, I want to move over to Connecticut quickly. Thanks for those comments and clarifying some issues for us on Nevada. Connecticut, what we're seeing up there, you're a constitutional sheriff. What in the world is happening up there?
There are no sheriffs in Connecticut, and that's why this is happening so easily. We even have sheriffs in New York
mm-hmm.
defending the American people there against the SAFE Act from Governor Cuomo and Mayor Bloomberg. Stupid Connecticut voted out the office of sheriff 15 years ago, and there was one sheriff that went there to fight it. It was Joe Arpaio from Phoenix.
Wow.
And all the other sheriffs there of the eight counties totally acquiesced and said, oh, you mean you're going to give us big, high-paying jobs in the state? Oh, sure, we'll leave. And they all took the money and left. They were paid off. They were bought off. And instead of standing there and fighting for the constitutional republic where the citizens elect their own law enforcement representatives in their counties,
mm-hmm.
now there's nobody doing that there. And we have sheriffs, as you mentioned earlier, Colorado, as I mentioned mm-hmm. earlier, New York, California. We even have sheriffs in California fighting gun control there. And we our whole deal is, and our website's been taken down. Guess what? Somebody crashed our website.
Wow.
And I want you to go, as soon as you can, go to CSPOA.org.
Yeah, I was unable to get into it as before we went live today. It is stopped. I know that firsthand. I'm still trying to get into that. Sheriff, another. Let's move from Connecticut again. I hate to rush through this. I'm hoping you'll come back. Maybe if, I know you're going to be speaking in California next week. If you can swing by with Stuart, we'd love to follow up with you. I'm not kidding. I could keep you at least another 2 hours. Let's go to Colorado quickly. In Colorado, we have sheriffs banding together, unlike in Connecticut, because they don't have any, to fight what the state did. A shift in dynamic, isn't it?
It really is. And what we have been preaching and the books that I've written, everybody should get my book, The County Sheriff, America's Last Hope. That's a book that came out 5 years ago. I'm just finishing the sequel called Are You a David? Because we've got to go against Goliath, and we've got to stop him. And the Davids, the sheriffs of this country, can do it.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yes, the Colorado sheriffs have banded together to fight gun control there. They said they won't enforce it. And that's exactly what we teach at the CSPOA. Do not enforce laws that are clearly against the Bill of Rights. State laws and local laws do not supersede and can never have superiority to the Bill of Rights.
Okay, I got to tell you, it's been fascinating having you here. One more question to close out the hour with you, and that is, what about you and your movement and the statements that you've made here and the statements that you believe so deeply in, including the Supreme Court case you won, scares the living daylights out of the SPLC and Harry Reid and every other Democrat freedom-hating? What is it?
The main thing is that sheriffs would stand and stop what's going on. That's the main thing, that sheriffs can stop it, that the states are sovereign, that the states can turn around all the tyranny, stop the gun control. You want to stop gun control in your county? Have a sheriff that has the courage to do it.
That's power. Sheriff Richard Mack, thank you for coming on to the Armed American Radio program on such short notice. We appreciate it. We'll reach out to you this week. Good luck in California next week. Thanks for what you're doing, standing up for all of us and for gun rights in America. Ladies and gentlemen, you heard it from Sheriff Richard Mack. Visit him at sheriffmack.com. I'm Mark Walters. This is the Armed American Radio Network, filling your prescription for freedom. You heard that here across the country, from those toasty beaches of Florida to the crab fishing vessels of Alaska. I tell you this every week. Carry on, carry often, and carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Armed American Radio will be back with Masad Ayoub right after this.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org.
Here I come again now, baby, like a dog in heat. Tell it to me by the
Hi, everyone. I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America, and we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom. The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member, and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-3888 or sign up online at www.membership.com. NRAHQ.org.
Hi, I'm Mark Walters, here to tell you about three powerful DVDs for your personal firearms defense training. The Personal Defense Video Series presents the new standards of essential training you need to help protect yourself and your family. You'll discover the most effective strategies from Rob Pincus and the Personal Defense Network instructors. In these DVDs, they'll demonstrate advanced pistol handling techniques, including 360-degree presentation from a holster and a great technique for reloading during a critical incident. You'll also discover home defense tips,
like tactical movement throughout your house. And in defensive firearms use in public, discover some realistic scenarios that reveal how you should react to such things as distractions and shooting in defense of others. To order this powerful 3-DVD set for 50% off the everyday price, visit armedamericandvdoffer.com right now. You'll receive your 3 DVDs for only $29.95 plus shipping and handling. Go to armedamericandvdoffer.com. armedamericandvdoffer.com. Do it now.